Hello and shorts. Here we go. Christian Post: Satanic Temple threatens to sue if schools bar its leaders from chaplain program in Florida. Now, I think I did this story a few weeks ago, except it was in Texas, and it didn't involve the Satanic Temple at all there. So that might be in there a few weeks ago. Either that, or I looked at it and decided not to do it for whatever reason, but I thought that I did it. This is all over. You know, this is not some, you know, some initiative by some overzealous school board president. All right. This is just a concerted effort among Christians throughout the country to get religion in schools. This is what they're doing. It's a major push. So it's happening in Florida, because of course it is. Because Florida. You know Florida, hanging chads and all that. Anybody remember that? Yeah, Florida. Of course. So this week, we did a program on the Satanic Temple. So this story naturally comes to mind as a good candidate for a short, possibly the last short of the week. So again, Satanic Temple threatens to sue schools if they bar its leaders from chaplain program in Florida. And the chaplain programs, what they are basically volunteer chaplains. So when you say chaplain here, you've got a certain thing in mind as an official type of position that is recognized by state and federal governments. That's not what we're talking about here. When Christians are talking about chaplains these days and chaplain programs, they're not talking about that. No. Well, you might think, oh, well, they're talking about, you know, licensed counselors at least. No, they're not talking about licensed counselors. They're not interested in licensed counselors. What they are interested in are volunteers. Volunteer chaplains. And you know what you have to do to qualify as a volunteer chaplain? You have to be able to pass a background check. Well, guess what? I can pass a background check. Hit me with it. Go as deep as you want. I'm good. I can adopt children. Okay, I can pass your background check. Lots of people can. So, these are the quote-unquote volunteer chaplains, and they're going in schools ostensibly not to take the place of school counselors, but rather to supplement school counselors, because, you know, lots of students are having lots of problems, and those school counselors are overwhelmed, and, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have, you know, some more people that the students could go and talk to about their problems and get counseling. And in this case, those people would be Christian people, Christian volunteer chaplains. You know, like your Sunday school teacher. They could be a volunteer chaplain in a school now. Basically an unlicensed therapist. That's what these programs are. And so, Satanic Temple, where do they come in? Well, like we said this week on the show, Satanic Temple is a religion. They are an actual recognized 501c3, fully bonded, licensed religion in the country. And they have priests. Well, you know what school boards and such cannot do with these very questionable, constitutionally questionable volunteer chaplain laws is they can't discriminate against people based on religion. The whole idea of this volunteer chaplain program is to discriminate based on religion. It is to put Christian people who don't have to pass a high bar, unlicensed Christian people in schools so that they can have access to school kids when they are emotionally vulnerable. And they act as an alternative to school counselors. That is the whole point. The point is not to give Muslim imams access to your school kids. That's not what they're going for in Texas and Florida. And it certainly isn't to give people from the Satanic Temple, atheists, it certainly isn't to give them access to your school kids. Heck, they already had access to the school kids. Those are the trained, licensed counselors. But Christians don't like the trained, licensed counselors. So they want to get their untrained, unlicensed, good Christian folk in there. You know, kind of doing the job of a counselor and calling themselves chaplains when they're not chaplains. Volunteer chaplains, you know. You know, it's kind of like a volunteer fireman who doesn't go through any training. They just show up with a squirt gun. Okay, where's the action? That's the equivalent of the person that these Christian politicians are putting in schools for your kids to talk to. Now, there, you know, there's some specifics. There's a list. You can read the article if you want to find the specifics of this. But let's just read a little bit of this and see if we can figure out where the Satanic Temple comes in. Any opportunity that exists for ministers or chaplains in the public sector must not discriminate based on religious affiliation. And I cannot make out the name, says this person who serves as the Satanic Temple's director of ministry. Our ministers look forward to participating in opportunities to do good in the community, including the opportunities created by this bill, right alongside the clergy of other religions. You know, this sends a chill down the spines of these good Christian folk in Florida who are trying to desperately to get Christianity in schools. Lucian Greaves, co-founder of the Satanic Temple, spoke out against what he described as the legislation's attempt to allow a backdoor for religious instruction and proselytizing evangelism in Florida public schools, which of course it is. Goes on, in an effort to dismiss concerns about bringing religious viewpoints into school, advocates for chaplain bills have a scripted response that insists their interest is merely providing additional emotional support for potentially troubled youth. So, if that were true, Greaves goes on, they could simply be calling upon volunteers who hold licensure as counselors to offer their services in the schools, in the communities, right? That's not what these Christians are doing. That's not what these bills are trying to do, though. They're not interested in bringing in more licensed counselors. They're trying to get away from licensed counselors, so that they can just bring in their over-enthusiastic proselytizers. Greaves also said that school districts can expect legal action if satanic priests are prohibited from participating in the chaplain program, which would go into effect on July 1st and largely be left for individual districts to govern. They should also not want to waste public funds on a lawsuit that's certainly going to lose because of some superfluous effort to put chaplains in schools on a false rationale, Greaves told the outlet. Let's see a couple of more of these. Florida State Senator Erin Grail, a Republican, obviously she's a Republican, okay, a Republican who represents Vero Beach, did not immediately respond to Christian Post's request for comments, but said she is concerned about the potential of satanic priests taking advantage of the legislation she sponsored. Because, of course, she sponsored this legislation to get Christians in schools where they have positions of power over kids to influence them religiously. That's the only purpose of this bill. And now, as if she hasn't been following the news at all, she's shocked, I say, that other people besides Christians, and the right kind of Christians, would take advantage of the program. That's not what she had in mind. She says so. That's what she's worried about. Now, she doesn't seem to be worried about, you know, preachers like this dude. I can't remember his name. I chose not to do that story. He's been in the news a lot in Christian news. 8 charismatic elders have denounced this dude for his behavior. Illegal behavior, I think. There doesn't seem to be any concern for the Christian/Republicans pushing these bills for volunteer chaplains. If you can pass background check, you're good. And we know that that's not enough. Lots of predators can pass background checks. It's not enough. But Christians aren't worried about unqualified people in the position of authority and responsibility and holding emotional sway over emotionally vulnerable students, giving them bad advice. Christians aren't worried about that as long as it's coming from other Christians. But a good atheist, you know, maybe even a well-licensed counselor atheist, they're concerned, they're very concerned about them having access to the kids. Okay. That's enough. Hey, Christians, what do you think? Tell me, do you agree with me and Lucian Greaves? Do you? Because you should. You know that these bills are shams. They are constitutionally questionable. I would say they're unconstitutional. It's only a matter of time before they're challenged in the high courts. Only a matter of time. But certainly constitutionally questionable. Are you in favor of putting unlicensed Christians as quote-unquote volunteer chaplains in schools? Just let your colors show here. We know you are. Prove me wrong. Come and show me how wrong I am. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Just log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Just tell me how wrong I am. I'd love to be wrong. Send me an email. You know, if you're too much of a coward to show up on the board. It's okay. I'll be nice to you on email. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.